and welcome back to From the Nosebleeds, Season 3, Episode 31, the show where we preview this week's upcoming games in football. I'm Thomas Bardenk, joined by Thomas Coburn and producer Paolo Gismondi. As always, Coburn, what's going on?
Nothing much. Quiet week of school this week, so that was nice. An electric trade deadline yesterday, which was just terrific. I'm sure we'll get into that quickly.
Yeah.
Other than that, games last week. How were the games last week? They were okay.
I mean, when we previewed the games last week, we said all the games were terrible. I don't know. I thought it was kind of a boring week, to be honest.
Yeah. I think we were right.
It was just like so meh. But you know what? Here we are another week to preview some more. I think this week's looking a little bit better, but we'll see as we go through each and every game. Trade deadline yesterday met my expectations. I'll say that. I think everyone's freaking out. This year was the worst. Like, they got to get used to what the NFL is. Unfortunate though. Like, I wish it was better. And every year the media hypes it up that Allen Robinson and Fletcher Cox and this guy and Odell Beckham Jr. Like, they're all going to get traded on one day. But when Von Miller went the day before, I kind of felt like, okay, that's the biggest move that's going to happen.
If that had happened yesterday, everybody would have been satisfied.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, this is the greatest trade deadline ever. But because it happened one day before, everyone's like, the trade deadline sucks. So, I don't know. Whatever. I would have liked to see Allen Robinson get traded because it's just, I don't know. It's a shame seeing him going to waste. And other than that, whatever. Fletcher Cox, sure. But, yeah, like you said, I didn't expect too much. Nothing happened. So, low expectations. You can't be that disappointed.
I think the greatest part of the day, and this brings us into our first game, because it's the Deshaun Watson Bowl. It's between these two teams, the Houston Texans and the Miami Dolphins. Deshaun Watson, of course, did not get traded yesterday, so he's going to have to wait until March. Most teams want him to, you know, to wait for him to settle his legal situation, which obviously couldn't have happened in one day yesterday. But the Texans are going into Miami, two teams with one win. Sounds like Tyrod Taylor could be back starting under center. The Dolphins are favored by 6.5, and it opened at 7, though, which is a lot for two teams with one win.
If Tyrod Taylor comes back, I think the Texans keep it closer than 6.5 points. The Dolphins haven't impressed me that much. But, I mean, it makes sense that they didn't trade Deshaun Watson to the Dolphins, because if the Dolphins had him this week, the Texans are making a push for that division. They're a good team. These Texans are a good team. Watch out. No, but I don't know. Is Tyrod Taylor, it's not confirmed yet, is it?
No, I don't believe it's confirmed. I'm looking at it. No. I think he might be activated. I just know this from the fantasy apps projecting him like 20 points, which is understandable against the Dolphins defense.
Yeah, if he's back, I think that the Texans, they could win outright. Oh, Tyrod Taylor looked good. I think, people are forgetting. People are forgetting how good he looked. Him and Brandon Cooks had something.
He was 1-0 and almost 2-0 because week two against the Browns, he had them up, I think, at halftime. Before he got hurt. So
he's the best quarterback in the league.
So should the Texans be favored by 6.5 in this one? Should it just be like a reverse?
If Tyrod Taylor's confirmed, the line flips. It just goes -6.5 Texans. On the road, I like them to cover.
Well, this is two teams that both have one win, and the Deshaun Watson trade didn't happen, so I honestly don't think we should waste too much time with this one. But we'll move on to another game at one. The Denver Broncos going up against the Dallas Cowboys. Dak, it sounds like he's going to be back. It was just a precaution last week. They gave him 2 weeks off because they came off a bye. It seemed like all week they knew he wasn't going to play, even though they presented it in the media like he was a game-time decision. He should be back. He should be at full health. And they're at home and favored by 10. This, to me, this screams like survivor pick, this game.
Oh, are you still in your pool?
I am still in and kicking around. And 73 people got eliminated last week with the Bengals losing to the Jets. And almost another 40 got kicked out with the Chiefs, but they hung on. So I'm flying high right now.
Do you remember last week when you're like, I wish I hadn't picked the Bengals yet. They'd be a great survivor pick this week. Anyways, you dodged the bullet. You did say that.
But hey, I had the easiest pick of them all because I picked the Rams, who are up 38-0 going into the fourth quarter and managed to not cover the spread. Yeah, they still won the game. That's all that matters.
Also, just to remind you, the Bengals spread was also -10. So watch out for those Broncos. In all seriousness, no. I think they could win this game with Cooper Rush.
Would Cooper Rush be better than Teddy Bridgewater? No, come on. I can't hate on Teddy Bridgewater.
No, maybe not better than Teddy, but I think the Cowboys are good enough offensively that the Broncos suck.
When I was watching the Cowboys last week with Cooper Rush and I saw how much time he had in the pocket, I said, wow, this is what a good team is made of. And I'm not saying that Dak is a product of the pieces around him. He absolutely isn't. If Dak was playing against the Vikings, he would have thrown 350 yards, three touchdowns, and the game probably would have been a blowout. But the fact what they were able to do with him under center really, really impressed me last week. They probably could win with him. They beat the Vikings, who I think are better than the Broncos.
100%. Yeah, I mean, whatever. The Broncos, Von Miller's now gone. Whatever. They're done. Remember when they were 3-0?
Remember when they were 3-0 and I came on here and I just said, I'm not fooled at all. I think you probably said that too.
Yeah.
But we'll move on. The Browns face another divisional game in our next one. They got the Bengals. They lost at home to the Steelers last week. Now, these games are starting to be very, very, very important for Cleveland. Their season looks like it's starting to slip away. Baker's definitely banged up. I don't know what's going on with the Odell Beckham Jr. situation. His dad is like trashing the quarterback on Insta or Twitter. That's never a good thing. So they go into Cincinnati. The Bengals are favored by 3. Feels like a bounce back game for me.
Bounce back game for the Browns.
No, for the Bengals.
Or the Bengals. The Bengals. Okay, yeah, yeah. Well, they both looked ugly last week. But yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Does Odell's father sit watching the game with his laptop open? He just has Final Cut fired up and every missed throw, he just drags it right into
the
timeline.
Was it him that made the video?
I don't know. I'm assuming no, but for this sake, let's say it was. Maybe his dad just has, he's on Adobe Premiere. He's just, it's one of the all-time actually wild moves I think I've seen. A father posting the missed throw, like this is like a little league thing.
Yeah. That's,
it's not a good look.
To me, it felt like Odell, he woke up yesterday and he's like, how can I get traded today? And he realized that he just didn't have enough time. If he did that the day before, maybe he would have joined Von Miller and gotten moved. But I don't know. Cleveland, I had such high expectations. I still think they're a really good team. That's the thing. I just think injuries have been really unkind to them this year. And there's always one team every year that this happens to. But they've missed Kareem Hunt. They've missed Nick Chubb for parts of the season. Their O-line's been banged up. And now Baker Mayfield, he can play all he wants, but he isn't far from 100%. And that's why I think that they're going to struggle again. And I think they're going to drop another divisional game.
Yeah, honestly, like you said, I do like the bounce back spot. The Bengals are at home as well. Yeah, they looked ugly last week, but you know what? It's a young team. Things like that are going to happen. I think it's a big divisional game. I think they get back on track.
All right, we'll move on to the Vikings going into Baltimore. The Ravens were on bye last week, and they come out as 5.5-point favorites. You know what they say about Lamar Jackson coming off bye?
I have no idea what they say.
I was hoping you had something. I just made that up. But the Ravens, again, we talk about the AFC North, how good of a division it is. I know a couple of the teams sputtered last week. But this is a game that I think they have to win. But to me, the 5.5, like the Vikings are so good at keeping games close, but just not good enough to win them. And that kind of feels like a lot of points. I don't know. Kirk's been good this year.
I thought I was going to have a hot take here because I thought you were going to say the Ravens are going to manhandle them. I think this is a under the radar potential upset game. Every time you think the Vikings suck, they pull you back in. Every time you're like, this team's terrible. They just lost to Cooper Rush primetime at home. Now they go on the road to a team that, I mean, top three in the AFC, let's say, whatever, Super Bowl contender, I think. And they beat them. Like, I think that could very well happen.
So the Vikings are the opposite of what the Atlanta Falcons are. Just when you think they're good, they suck. Is that what you? Yeah. So
well, it's kind of the same
Falcons
thing
last week in the spread picks. And obviously it was a disaster for me. But no, the Vikings, like, think about some of their losses this year. They barely, barely lost to the Arizona Cardinals. They're a missed field goal away from winning that game. They had a lot of close ones, but some of their wins also. I know I don't have to tell you this. The win against the Lions was very, very lucky. So they're a hard team to read on and maybe one to not bet against just because you don't know what you're going to get. But we'll go over to the Raiders against the Giants. Your Giants, and I'm sure you're back on their wagon after you picked them at +10 a week ago and they hit for you.
Am I back on them? I think this is actually a game where the Raiders could. Boy, the Raiders can't stay out of the headlines this year. They're just,
yeah, you gotta feel bad for that team with just with everything that's been going on. But you've been hitting the Raiders. Honestly, I think this is your two teams because you've been betting the Raiders a lot in the spread picks, and obviously you're a notorious Giants fan going into the season. So I don't know.
I like the Raiders to win and cover. I like the Raiders to win and cover.
I think I gotta say that you're probably gonna be right there just because the Raiders, when they started 3-0 and the Broncos started 3-0, I figured both of them were going to fall back down. And they both lost two in a row the next 2 weeks. And I said, okay, there it is. That's the Raiders season. But since that, the Raiders have what? Won two in a row? I know they're coming off bye last week. They're 5-2 yeah. right now. Derek Carr has been so, so good this year. Saquon Barkley's still not back, right?
It's potential. He could be back. I think there's a decent chance. But if he is, he's limited. You know what I mean? He's not going to be a game wrecker in his first game back. The thing here, the reason I like the Raiders to cover is this might be a new trend for me. It depends on how the Chiefs continue to play. I don't know if the teams will always be overvalued the next week, the week after they play the Chiefs. People look at the Chiefs and they still think that, like, I think they're an above average team. And they look how, oh, the Giants, they played them really tough. And now they're going to go, and it's like the Raiders are worse than the Chiefs, even though record doesn't say. Everyone's like, the Chiefs are better. And then they're just not. And well, the Raiders cover.
If you watch that, like, everyone who watched that game, it kind of felt like the reason it was close was just more so on the disastrous organization and offense of the Chiefs. Like, Patrick Mahomes, I've never seen him play a game that bad. And we all know his stat line in the Super Bowl was terrible, but I've never seen him look as bad as he did last week. He was missing throws, and it wasn't all on him. The pocket was collapsing. But I used to watch the Chiefs before and say, how is this guy so wide open? And that's just not there anymore. Maybe the Eric Bieniemy stock of him becoming head coach has just absolutely peaked, and that's not going to happen anymore. I don't know. But you're right. I think coming off that win, a lot of people will be more willing to go with the Giants. I think the Giants are bottom team. They might have to blow the whole thing up and rebuild again, even though I do think they have some solid pieces here and there, but who knows?
I think Daniel Jones deserves a little respect. I'll say it every week on the show.
He hasn't been bad. Like, he's not
terrible. He hasn't been great.
When you have 7 touchdowns and 6 interceptions through 8 weeks, like, come on. I need you to do a little more for me over here.
Right. He's not going to be a game changer at quarterback. That pretty much is, I think that's done. But I think he can be a game manager. I think he can get to the point where he's a solid game manager.
Fair enough. We'll move over to the NFC South, the Falcons going into New Orleans. So New Orleans is interesting to me because the games that they've won, like they won in New England, they destroyed the Packers at a neutral site stadium in Jacksonville. They go and they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and they make Tom Brady look like he needs to retire. But then they lose to the Giants. They had another bad loss too. It's slipping my mind right now, but it was to a team that was not great at all. Now they're playing at home against the Falcons, and the Falcons are coming off a disaster loss against the Panthers. And Trevor Siemian is going to start for the Saints, and they're 6-point favorites.
They lost to the Panthers, by the way.
That's who it was.
Carolina Panthers. Week 26-7.
Right? And that was coming off their win against the Packers, and we all thought, wow, the Panthers must be the best team in the NFL.
But Jameis is back.
I don't know. To me, this is like approach with caution, ultimate game, because I don't know what I'm getting from the Falcons ever. And the Saints, great defense. Trevor Siemian's going to have to play 4 quarters, though.
Also, is there a team that, like, they're 5-2, and it does not feel like they're 5-2?
No, not at all.
Like, if somebody's just like, what are the Saints? I'm like, around 500. They're like, whatever, they're doing okay, but they're 5-2. They're right there. I agree. The points, that feels like a lot of points. That feels a lot of points for Siemian and in a divisional game. It's, I don't know. Maybe Vegas knows something we don't, but The Saints are at home, fair. But yeah, it's once again, we saw it with even Geno Smith. When you come in, it's a completely different scenario. When you're starting full practice week, full time to, you know, watch game tape on them, it's a different animal. I think the Saints probably win this game just because top to bottom, the roster is just significantly better than the Falcons. But I don't know. I like the Falcons to keep this game close. I think I'd pick them to cover.
I think it's also a bounce back week for Matt Ryan. He was really, really poor a week ago. And Kyle Pitts was quiet. Like, I know they're going to be missing Calvin Ridley now for the foreseeable future. But and that points all signs to Kyle Pitts just being a monster each and every week. And last week, I think he had maybe two or three catches. I do like the Falcons to bounce back. But I think ultimately the Saints are just so like, I don't think their defense is getting enough love because this is a top five defense in the NFL right now.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know. Honestly, it'll be really, I will watch some of this game because I think it's time to start, you know, watching a bit more of the Saints. They've been, I guess you could say they've been impressive as of late.
I was going to say, you're watching this, but your Lions are on bye this week. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for you because, you know, you get at least a little bit of peace. No suffering this week, but at the same time, it's never fun when your team's on bye.
No, it's always a little bit less boring. Even if they're a winless team, I like to see the Honolulu Blue trot out onto the field.
All right, we got a couple 1 o'clock games left here. Now, this is the main one. I said Cowboys was survivor pick potential, but the Bills are 14.5-point favorites in Jacksonville. They can't mess that up. Like, is there a way that they possibly lose this game?
Wow, how many years ago was it the Bills were a survivor crusher? The opposite way.
The Vikings. The Vikings.
They beat the Vikings.
And in week three. I think that knocked the whole league out. I think there was maybe 20 people left after that.
I was already out that year because Jameis Winston popped off first week when he was on the Buccaneers. Anyways, little history lesson there. I don't think that happens this week, though. I think this Urban Meyer experiment is just being a joke. I think the Jaguars are kind of they're dead in the water. They looked horrible against the Seahawks last week. I thought there was a chance they could win that game. Not even close. They got blown out. Bills take care of business. They may be the best team in the AFC. I don't know. I mean, do they cover the number? I don't even care. They'll win by 10, sure. They might not cover, but the Bills handle the business and they win that game.
Well, the Bills had it very, very close with the Dolphins last week, and they were 14-point favorites in that one. With 1 minute left, they could have kneeled the ball out and decided that they wanted to cover the spread. So I think there might be some illegal activity going on. Maybe Josh Allen's betting the Bills at minus 14, and he made sure to cover because they easily could have chewed the clock out, but they wanted to cover, and they scored a pointless touchdown with less than a minute left in the game. But anyways, the Jaguars, I think we might see a stat. We know that they won their first game of the season last year, and then they lost 15 straight. This year, they started off losing, what, 4 or 5 straight? I think we could see a stat that they haven't won a game in North America in like 2 seasons by the end of the year. Because their one win this year was in their true home, London, England, against my Miami Dolphins, where they actually looked like they were turning a corner. They go to a bye. Last week, they looked like a disaster, like you mentioned. So I like the Bills in this one. This might be my survivor pick. I don't know. I still have to decide and wait and see. But we'll go on to the New England Patriots going up against Carolina Panthers. Now, Sam Darnold has been known to see ghosts against the New England Patriots. I know he picked up a bit of a knock last week and was injured, but I think he will be playing. What, like, I've never seen such a tale of two seasons for a team and a quarterback than the Carolina Panthers.
It's, I don't know. I was fooled by Sam Darnold. I thought the Jets were just that bad. And I thought, okay, obviously the rushing touchdowns and that's not going to continue. He's going to regress a bit from that. But I thought, here come the Panthers. I thought, you know, they're going to be a decent team. They might not make the playoffs, but they'll be right in the thick of it to the very end. Since then, it's fallen apart, really. And on the opposite side, you kind of got the Patriots who are now rolling. And they look like that's a legitimate AFC playoff team at this point. Their defense starting to click, as we've seen with Belichick throughout every year. They just get better and better as the year goes on. Mac Jones are starting to push the ball down the field a bit more. I think the Patriots just, I think they manhandled them this weekend. Sam Darnold has never been successful against Bills, so I think that continues.
Yeah, and I know it's in Carolina, but just the way the team, the way that New England's playing right now, they went into LA last week, and I know that's not like this tough place to play with a tough crowd, but they came out with a win against a good football team. I don't know. The fact that Mac Jones is just completely outperforming Sam Darnold right now is very, very disappointing. And I know the Panthers are a different team with Christian McCaffrey, but we see so many other teams lose a running back and be able to plug someone else in and have the same success. So the Panthers, it's a huge disappointment. I think it's safe to say Sam Darnold won't be the quarterback next year, whether it's Deshaun Watson or someone else. It won't be Sam Darnold. And like, I don't know what do you have to look forward to for the rest of the season if you're a Panthers fan right now? Because it's just, this experiment has not worked. We're moving on, and it's another year where you don't capitalize on what I think is a top 10 defense in the NFL.
I mean, if you're a super optimist, you're like, let's wait to see what happens when McCaffrey comes back, which could be this week. But like, I don't know. I don't think he's going to make that much of a difference with Sam Darnold playing how he is.
The last time I heard McCaffrey could come back this week, I think he was placed on IR the next day and he missed an additional 3 weeks. So you know what? It's true. When they do have McCaffrey, they're a much more competitive team. They're a better team. Maybe that's the case and they can rip off some wins later on in the season. But we'll go over to the Chargers going up against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I hate the Philadelphia Eagles. That's what I'm saying right now. Because last week, I picked them to
not cover. I
picked the Lions to cover, yeah. And you picked the Eagles to cover. What a disaster that was. And the fact that how they won with Jalen Hurts throwing 14 passes and only 100 passing yards, and they score 40, was it 48 points? 48-6? 41-6,
but I think it was 41.
What a disaster!
I mean, it's tough. 44-6 was the final 44-6. But who's counting? Because you won by like 19 possessions. This looks like the biggest overreaction of the week in terms of the betting line.
Yeah, I agree.
That Chargers at -1.5 is. I think maybe they're undervaluing how good the Patriots are. And just how bad, like the Eagles, aside from that game against the Lions, and once again, every offense looks good against the Lions. It's like, it shouldn't even, like, yeah, you scored 44 points, but it really doesn't matter. It's like a practice game at this point. But I think the Chargers just kill the Eagles. I know it's on the road, but I think the Chargers need a huge bounce back. I think
it's 2 weeks in a row now that they've not.
2 weeks in a row, yeah. They got to get back on track. They had, it looked like they were like, at one point, it's like, they're going to take that division. Now the Chiefs are back in it. Obviously you got the Raiders who are in first. They need this win badly. And I don't think the Eagles are that good, frankly. So I like the Chargers in this one.
Justin Herbert in his last 2 weeks does not look like the Justin Herbert we've become accustomed to in the NFL. So I definitely like them here for a bounce back spot, even though that they are on the road. I don't think that that's going to matter too much. Another spread that's a little bit interesting to me, and I think this might have to do with, I read a headline that Kyler Murray is actually a little bit banged up. He does have an ankle injury. It sounds like there's not really any question whether he's going to play or not, but the 49ers and Cardinals is a pick 'em, and it is in San Fran, but the 49ers have disappointed me this year. I know they won last week, but they've just disappointed me.
Well, you know how much they disappointed me. Shout out to Brandon Ayuk. I feel like I bring him up once a week on the show. But you know what? I almost like the Niners in this game.
Really?
If Kyler's not able to move, or not, you know what I mean? If he's not able to scramble out of the pocket and run like he usually can against this defense, against this pass rush, I think there's problems there. The offense for the 49ers looked decent last week. Elijah Mitchell has turned into like a workhorse back all of a sudden, just carrying the ball the whole time. You know, Deebo Samuel had a huge game. Ayuk got involved, speaking of him. Garoppolo missed him on a couple of throws. He could have had a much – the offense could have been even better than it was last week, and it looked pretty good. I think the Niners, they've struggled. Yeah, they've been disappointing. But I think if they win this week, I think this is a spot where they can go on a little bit of a roll, kind of get their team going. Garoppolo, I'm undecided about this game, but I think I'm leaning towards, I think the 49ers pull off. It feels like an upset, even though it says a pick 'em, but I feel like it's an upset if they would.
So is George Kittle, it feels like it's been 3 weeks now. Like, should he not be back?
I don't know. Kittle's turning into one of these guys that spends more time on the bench than on the field. It's kind of
turning into a Michael Thomas for you. Eh? Stashing him all year in fantasy just for him to be ruled out for the season this morning. That is a tough pill to swallow. Packers and Chiefs, I know what you're going to say about this one, because the Chiefs are favored. They're favored against the Green Bay Packers, who might be the best team in the NFL right now.
First of all, shout out to the schedule makers for putting all these terrible games at 1 o'clock and then loading the 4 o'clock slot up so we can't watch all the games. Thank you. Appreciate it. Now, I'd be interested to see where, like, you know, the public is betting on this, because I just instinctively, I'm like, Packers kill them.
Yeah.
Like, the Chiefs are just, they're not in the same class.
These games are trap games.
It's a trap. But can it be a trap if it's the Chiefs? Because everyone will just bet Mahomes. That's why it's messing with my head. I don't know. There's no way the Packers don't win this game. Everything says they win this game, which means they'll probably lose. But everything says they win this game. They're the better team across the board.
Especially they won last week without Devontae Adams, Marcus Valdes-Scantling, Alan Lazard, David Bakhtiari. Like,
and you go, like, you know, you Chiefs go into this game and you're like, okay, or into most of their games, and it's like, yeah, as bad as they are, they have a huge advantage at quarterback. Rodgers has been better than Mahomes this year.
Oh, way no better. Doubt.
So they have, where's their advantage? You could say their wide receiver, or their receiving core, not wide receiver core, because Kelsey's a tight end, maybe, but the Packers are fine there. They got probably the best wide receiver in the league. The Packers blow them out. I'm saying it on the road.
Hey, we'll see what happens when we get into the spread picks, because I know you're going to be all over that. I think you have the first pick this week too, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. But
I think you actually have the first pick.
Do I?
Yeah. And breaking news by producer Paulo: Aaron Rodgers tested positive for COVID. He is out. Oh boy.
My fantasy team continues to be dismantled. I hope he's okay, Aaron Rodgers. That is unfortunate. Are you serious? They miss out on Devontae Adams last week, and now Aaron Rodgers. Like, okay, now is this line going to move?
Oh, the line's going to jump huge. Yeah, okay. Well, this game just kind of got taken off the board. That's whatever.
This game just kind of got moved from, like, super interesting, and I can't wait to watch. You know what? Now Jordan Love is going to make his first starting NFL, and that, watch this. This is going to be a new low for the Chiefs. With Jordan Love, the Packers still win.
I wonder what this line goes to. I feel like this line probably Aaron Rodgers out, this jumps to like an 8.5.
No. Have you seen the Chiefs?
It doesn't matter, though. You like the quarterbacks, it's Aaron Rodgers. It's going to jump huge.
Maybe it'll jump by the time.
I'd be interested to what recording. It goes to.
I don't know. This I game just, this is interesting. All right. We'll move on to the Sunday nighter. Rams playing against a Derrick Henry-less Titans. I don't know. I think the Titans, I know they give the ball to Derrick Henry 30 times a game, but I think they'll find their way to scrape through. I don't think that they'll win this game, but I think they'll keep it close. Am I crazy for thinking that?
I have Tannehill in fantasy, and I am extremely nervous.
Well, he's going to play against maybe the best defense in the NFL. I offered you Derek Carr, but hey, now I'm keeping Derek Carr. I need him because Rodgers is out.
I think this could be. Oh, yeah, you did.
Well, I'm trading for Tua. I need Tua this week against the Texans. That's such a play.
I think this could be a situation. I don't know, though. I mean, listen, the Titans should have lost last week. Carson Wentz just decides once a game he's got to make – or not once a game, sometimes five times a game. He just makes a boneheaded play. But I think this could be Rams' first game with Von Miller, and they just kind of – you know what? That spreads too much, I think. I think
it's a lot. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's a lot of points. And I know the Rams can score with the best of them, but even the Titans on the defensive side of the ball have impressed me quite a bit this year.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'm not touching this in terms of a spread pick, but I think the Titans can keep this close. Yeah, Derrick Henry's out. Yes, he's a huge part of their offense, but AJ Brown's really getting going now, which is good to see if you're a Titans fan. I think the Titans can, I think they cover. I think that's not a very confident pick, but I'll give you that.
I'm not confident in any of my picks. I was 0-4 last week, coming off a 4-0 week. So it's a disaster right now. My war room's going crazy. But we got one game left, and it's a primetime game between the Bears and the Steelers. Yikes. What a bad idea that was.
Hey, best part about this game is the jersey matchup. It's a good jersey matchup. Bears, Steelers.
Are they going to wear like alternates or something?
I don't know. But
the Bears' white uniforms, one of the best in the league.
100%. The Bears have great uniforms.
Two classic, you know, organizations.
That's what I mean.
Both not having the best of times right now. The Steelers somehow have a winning record. Good for them.
Mike Tomlin, you never pick him to not have a winning record. Finish he somehow figures it out. Right? Yeah, 100%. Honestly, though, I don't know what to think. The Bears, Justin Fields played pretty well, last week. But I don't know. I think the Steelers kind of have something going here where people, you know, Big Ben, he's a pretty bad quarterback, let's just say it. But Najee Harris has turned out to be just a fantastic running back. Their short passing game, it works. They got, what's the tight end's name? Freiermuth?
Pat Freiermuth, yeah.
Big touchdown catch, crazy touchdown catch last week. I think the Steelers, I think they definitely win this game. And I think they cover. I think they cover.
The Steelers being at 5-3 would really be something. And they easily could have, you know, there were some games where they were sort of in it. I don't know. I'm still not sold on these guys. I think they do have a lot of issues and their offense. Like you say, Najee Harris has been so, like, he has impressed me, but the offensive line is not great. He's only averaging, you know, 3.5 yards per carry, but I don't think that's on him. I think if they bolster the team and build around him for next year, they'll be a lot more dangerous. But I don't know, not the most exciting. I was just about to say that I would have rather seen the Packers and the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. Now that Aaron Rodgers is out, wow, what a screwball this is. While we're recording, breaking news drops like that.
It's unfortunate. I mean, the only upside is you get to watch a lot of the Cardinals 49ers. It gives you an actual game to watch, but
no, I'm going to be watching Jordan Love because if he's better than Tua, I am going to lose it.
What if he's better than Rodgers?
Imagine he just drops like 5 touchdowns and everyone like Rodgers has to publicly apologize for being mad that they drafted him. Starts a quarterback controversy.
If there's a quarterback controversy in Green Bay, now this becomes my favorite NFL season of all time. Like, I don't care. I don't care what happens the rest of the year. If Jordan Love comes out and throws 4 or 5 touchdowns, no picks, and then Rodgers out again the next week, do they have a bye? That's going to ruin it.
No, I think their bye is like week 12. Yeah, next week they play the Seahawks at home.
Oh, the Seahawks at home. So Jordan Love goes 2-0. Overall, he throws 9 touchdowns to 0 interception, and his passer rating is like well over 100. And then there's a quarterback controversy.
I love how you just create the most outlandish scenario that's probably never going to happen. But it's entertaining to think about.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I doubt it happens, but I want it to happen.
But if you made it to the end, thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe, like all that fun stuff. See you next week and fins up.
Oh yeah, fins up and go Lions.
Lions aren't playing this week. You can't say that.
No loss this week.
Okay. All right, take it easy.